Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeff Sabar is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff is the chief home officer. He's one of the top micropreneuring experts on the planet. Heck, he is the top micropreneuring expert in the galaxy, in fact. A lot of people don't know that. And he's the author of many books on the topic, including Safe at Home, including Home Office Know-How. And he was the 2001 Small Business Journalist of the Year. The SBA bestowed that national honor on him. So we don't have chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show, ladies and gentlemen. Only the best for my audience. Jeff Sabar, welcome back to the show.
You know, it was the Andromeda Galaxy Polling Company that came up with that
there
research
you go.
On the top in the galaxy. So thank you for bringing that up.
In partnership with the Milky Way galaxy folks.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
You know, like,
thank you for having me.
Well, you're welcome. But, you know, like Wall Street Journal and NBC do come together to do polls and things like that. So
absolutely.
We're glad you're here. And I'm excited about the new year. I'm excited about – let's have a good 2011 together. What do you think?
Nah, I don't know. I'm looking for mediocre. Why aim high?
Okay, Kevin.
I shoot toward
the middle. Kevin, cut him loose. Hey, Jeff, one of the things I know you've been working on, and we've been talking about it a little bit this week, but I want to keep getting some more perspectives on this as often as we can. The Consumer Electronics Show is coming up in a week or two, a couple of weeks or so, in Las Vegas, the 2011 CES. And I know you've been doing some research on what people who attend there should expect to see.
Right.
And so what do you think is going to be one of the things that they're going to see there?
Well, I think what the cool thing is about Consumer Electronics Show is and what we've seen in technology.
Have you been to one?
I have never been to one.
I've never had either, but I've always wanted to.
I've wanted to, but I also know it's just such a cattle call.
You see pictures
of the floor. And
I've been to those kinds of things before. I've been to those huge multi-property events, and it's just it's pretty intimidating, but it's pretty cool, too. Go ahead. Anyway, what's next?
You know, one thing I realized yesterday is I'm researching an article for one of my publications, and the one thing I really came to realize is that 10 years ago, consumers would not have cared to the level that we care now about some of the technology that comes out of this. And what I mean is, you know, you're having laptops that are coming out. You're having new operating systems called Gingerbread from Android, from the folks at Google. You know, a new operating system called Gingerbread that's going to debut soon. I mean, 10 years ago, no one cared about an operating system.
Right.
I mean, yeah, I got Windows 3.1.
Most people had computers, didn't know what their couldn't tell you what their operating system was.
They didn't care. Turn on. It comes on. That's great. And I punch in a few, you know, commands. Now people really want to know this stuff. They have a smartphone. They want to know whether it's running, you know, Gingerbread or, you know, or Android or
Windows or
Apple
or whatever,
Windows or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they want to know whether their BlackBerry is keeping up with their Android handset or whether they're, you know, whatever. So it's really cool to see that and how much it touches it. So I wrote this article. And one of the things that I said in the lead is the comment about how, you know, tech is coming home. It's coming to the office. It's coming to the road where consumers and technophiles live, work, and roam. And so what we're seeing is products are going to touch us in all those different places. So we have, you know, the tablet computer, which I've been demoing one of these tablet computers recently. That's a tablet computer, for those who don't know, but they really do know, is like the iPad.
Yeah,
the iPad, whether you use one or not, you've heard about it. It's a tablet computer. It's a small computer with no traditional keyboard.
And right now, if you see somebody with one, people come over and say, like, when I walk out with my iPad, or if I'm sitting on an airplane with my iPad, people come over and say, is that an iPad? Can I touch it? You know, stuff like that. And but in 3 years, it'll be like, oh, yeah, is it, you know, you got that old iPad? I got
Which one do you have?
Yeah.
I have the blank.
Exactly.
And that's what we're going to see. One of the things I did, I've been demoing one from Samsung called the Galaxy Tab, and it's 7 inches versus the iPad's 10 inches, and Samsung's supposed to come out probably with a 10-inch version at CES or soon thereafter.
Do you like
And so these, yeah, you know what? I really do like it. I like it because it's not a laptop. I like it because I can open it up in bed or
in
front of the TV. You can multitask. You can have different applets running at once.
That is one thing about the iPad. You can't multitask in the iPad.
You can have different applications running at once.
Yeah.
It's a little bit clunky in that respect. Mm-hmm. It takes some getting used to.
Right.
It takes some understanding how these things work. You know, I've only been demoing it for about a week, and I wrote a blog about it on my on chiefhomeofficer.com, and I joked about, yeah, it'd be easier to demo if I could get my kids' hands off it, because they're so enamored with it.
Well, the thing that I think is the most significant about the iPad, about the tablets, I should say, is it is extending and increasing the app experience.
Yes.
And I think, and I'm predicting, Jeff, that apps are the future, and that more and more people will want to, more and more consumers, maybe not the hardcore, all the computer, you know, all the computer heads, the geeks that I know disagree with me, but I believe that the average person, the average business owner will be so attracted to apps that they'll want more of them. And that's one of my predictions, is it's going to be, you know, a bigger part of our future, more so than browser windows.
For those who may not know, an app is an application that runs on one of these devices, whether it's a smartphone, whether it's a tablet, and it's often very much more focused. It's not a website, but it's like an app would run from a company to show you maybe what their sales are.
It's delivering focused information, content, etc. But the main thing is it comes up quick, and it has a great user experience.
Exactly, and it's all about the brand.
Yeah.
And it's all about your interaction with that brand. And so you'll see, you know, companies say, you know, download our app for your tablet or whatever, for your iPad. And so we're seeing that, and a lot of these companies, in fact, that's what, for example, when Google did launch its Android operating system, when it launched Droid and some of the handsets, you know, Apple and those who are Apple aficionados said, oh, but there's no apps for it yet. Well, it takes time, and now the critical mass is growing, and we're going to see these things come together and converge. As you said, it will be just as people needed a website 15 years ago, needed a blog or some sort of social media 3 years ago, big companies and even small companies will say, I need an app. I need something that's going to engage me with my universe.
That the current decade is going to become the decade of the app.
I would say even less.
You could write that
down. I would say probably within.
Within. I'm talking about the whole decade. It's going to be the decade of the app. You can write that down, folks, and hold me accountable. Quick break, 20 after. Right back with Jeff Sabar. His website is chiefhomeofficer.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.